You're listening to Radigan's Rockcast, a series focused on talking about music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even current. Now, here's your host, Tom Radigan.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Radigan's Rockcast. I am, of course, your host, Tom Radigan. Welcome, whether you're listening on Spotify, Amazon Music, Anchor, Castos, YouTube, WMYO. I'm glad you're on. Now, today we are going to be talking about Chuck Berry. We talked about Buddy Holly, we talked about Elvis Presley. Now, it's time to talk about the father of rock and roll. He was known for his songwriting, his guitar style, his famous duck walk that he would do on stage. Berry was a part of the Chess label, where in 1955 he recorded his hit Maybelline. Berry was going to do the song Ida Red, but instead wrote Maybelline. It was an homage, but he wrote it as like an homage to it instead. It's about a guy who couldn't catch a girl in a coupe de ville. He also came out with hits such as Roll Over Beethoven, Rock and Roll Music, School Days, Sweet Little 16, and his biggest hit of all, Johnny B. Goode. Johnny B. Goode is on a golden disc that was sent out in outer space in the 1977 Voyager mission. It just shows you how great this was, considering it was with Beethoven and Stravinsky. Just shows you that Chuck Berry is able to compose. You know, it is the greatest rock and roll song ever, even to this day, okay? So when somebody tells you something that's not Johnny B. Goode's the greatest rock and roll song ever, tell them, you're wrong, it's Johnny B. Goode, okay? That's what I want you to do, because that is the truth, okay? So, Berry, you know, he focused on what, you know, making rock and roll something more than it was. John Lennon, I'm going to quote John Lennon of what he said about Chuck Berry's songwriting. He was writing intelligent lyrics in the 50s when people were still writing, "Oh baby, I love you so." You know, that just shows you know, it's like, you know, Berry was writing, you know, like Chuck Berry was writing stuff that was like something that, you know, Bob Dylan added onto in the 60s, you know, writing about teenage youth, writing about, you know, rebellion, all that. He was speaking to his younger audience because he knew that's who related to him, who was buying his records, you know? He also was just an incredible showman, you know? He just was impressive with his guitar, people that are inspired by from him were Keith Richards, Bruce Springsteen. You know, he's the reason why rock is the way it is. Chuck Berry, wherever you are, I just want you to know you aren't forgotten, and your rock licks will live on through eternity. And of course, I have to give my, what my experience about Chuck Berry was. Chuck Berry, of course, I believe, is the greatest rock and roller to live. And what really kind of, you know, disappointed me was in 2017 when he died. I don't think he got the recognition he even deserved, okay? You know, he did not get, you know, somebody who was the pioneer of rock. There was not as much mention as there should be. I was depressed for days when I found out he died. I took it like I knew somebody, but you know what? I felt like I did. With his music, it was just, oh God, I was so close to crying. It was an end of an era for me, you know? It was just, oh my God. Am I getting old? What's happening to the world? You know that's what I can say about it. Just wow, you know, wow. It was definitely, you know, a shock to me in a sense. I mean, of course it shouldn't have been. You know, he was 91 when he died, but the songs that he was able to create, like Maybelline, School Days, you know, songs like School Days and Sweet Little 16. This was when he was writing to, you know, his younger audience, because, you know, a lot of his younger audience were high school students, you know, and all that. And it's just, their lyrics that are great, and you know, John Lennon hit the hammer on the head, or like hit the nail on that. You know, it's late when I'm doing this. So, but yeah. But yeah, you know, he put the, you know, he basically, you know, John Lennon, you know, basically said the right words that describe what Barry did. Okay, you know. He, you know, it's like, yeah, like I said, it was like, this is like, you know, he was ahead of his time before Bob Dylan was around. You know, he was writing, you know, but he was writing fun songs, you know, he was writing these fun songs, but he was writing sophisticated lyrics, you know, he was in that sense that were different than rock, you know, than other rock music, you know, it's like as in sophisticated, as in more of like intelligent in a way of just as, you know, of, you know, describing the phenomenon of rock. For instance, doing a whole song called Rock and Roll Music, you know, talking about what the sensation of it is, and Johnny B. Goode talking about a young guitar player who could just play guitar like ringing a bell. When I, you know, first got into 50s music, of course I got into Chuck Berry. I mean, When I was in high school, I took a class of history of rock, and, you know, honestly, I will admit I took the class because I knew I was going to get an easy A. But, you know, honestly, the way I thought of all these rockers is that, in my opinion, they need their own class where you just focus and dissect their lyrics. A song like Maybelline is so interesting because, you know, when I first listened to it, I remember as a kid, you know, listening from my grandpa, and it was by country singer Jerry Reed, that version. And I remember, you know, when I got into the 50s music and was watching documentary, I was like, oh, Chuck Berry did Maybelline. And Maybelline, it's an interesting thing because, like I said, it was a song that was, you know, about, which was basically the traditional country song, Ida Red. And Chuck Berry was just going to record that. But, he was told not to, you know, because of, you know, like, of, you know, the issues with the rights and all that. So he, you know, created his own song instead, you know, in a sense, you know. And he worked on that, you know. And you know what? And he said it was like, it was in that tune, you know, it was the melody was, you know, based off of, you know, Ida Red in that sense, you know, in a sense, that's kind of how he considered it as a cover, you know, because he really just wanted to record Ida Red. And it's a song, yeah, it's a funny song about, you know, a guy chasing a girl in the car and all that. And, a song that, works well, with this is, like, which was a kind of like a sequel to it, was You Can't Catch Me. And it's actually interesting because it has the line, "Here come up Flaptop," which was, of course, used in the Beatles song, Come Together. Which, you know, John Lennon loved that song on that. And he actually recorded that on his album in the 70s of the rock and roll album, where he did covers of the 50s songs, which I actually did a video on my channel about. The thing about Chuck Berry, though, is that, you know, with songs like that, or Row Over Beethoven, that's another thing that represents Lennon's words of his intelligent lyrics. You know, talking about how this, like, you know, his theme was writing about the phenomenon of rock and roll, and that, you know, Roll Over Beethoven, you know, now the rhythm and blues are coming in, you know, now the rock is coming in, nobody's gonna be dissecting, he was basically, I feel like he was basically stating that, you know what, we're no longer going to be dissecting classical music, we're going to be dissecting rock music. This is going to live on to eternity, and you know what, it does. Rock music lives on. Like Chuck Berry says in School Days, hail, hail, rock and roll. Okay? Rock is an art. Rock is breathing, living. When you play a Chuck Berry song, even though he's dead, he still lives on. It's, you know, it's sad in the sense that he really didn't get the praise that he deserved. In that sense, he still does not get the credit he deserves. This is the father of rock and roll. And he did do other songs in the 60s, but of course his 50s were his prime stuff. But he did stuff like You Never Can Tell, Nadine, No Particular Place to Go. You Never Can Tell, of course, is in Pulp Fiction. But an interesting thing to point out, which is so strange to me, what really is just strange, is that his version of, his song, My Dinnerlin, was a number one hit. Life is crazy. That song in the 70s, about, I'm not even going to go into what it is about. But what I'm trying to say is that his stuff from the 50s, and a lot of these artists, what they did in the 50s is just the most incredible stuff, that the stuff they did later on doesn't really even matter. Chuck Berry was in his prime, and he did stuff that, you know, influenced artist after artist, from, you know, Keith Richards, from Bruce Springsteen, from, you know, Jimmy Page, you know, just anybody with a guitar loved Chuck Berry. And, you know, yeah, and, you know, other songs that I love to mention of Chuck Berry, you know, mentioned a little bit about, of course, you know, Johnny B. Goode, but, you know, why don't we talk a little bit about Too Much Monkey Business? That's a song that I was listening to, today, and, you know, another just a funny song to sing, you know, just catchy, you know, like too much monkey business for me. The way he sings lines, I love his lines, like, you know, sailor talking me to every day, you know, like no need to go over school, my objections overruled. I can't even think of it because the way he sings it is so fast, but the way he does it too, and the way he does stuff like, you know, like go to school, no need to write a book, too much monkey business, and the way he just does that, it's just, he does it so fast, and he does it like, you know, like somebody speaking and then going into the next train of thought, like, you know, and all that, and it works so perfectly. You know, other songs, even a song that's not mentioned as much, but is also good, and was in one of the Alan Freed movies. You Can't Catch Me was also in an Alan Freed movie, but Oh Baby Doll, that was also in a Alan Freed movie as well. All I gotta say to end this Rockcast is Chuck Berry will live on, okay? If you haven't listened to Chuck Berry's music, I urge you to check it out. Check out the magic of his guitar. See a video of him play the duck walk. With the duck walk with the guitar, how he does it. It's incredible. And that's it for today's Rockcast. I'm Tom Radigan, and I will see you next time. Bye!